The report is helpful because it provides a big picture look at binge drinking among young women, according to Michael Wendell. He's a professor in Emory's Department of Behavioral Sciences and Health Education.
Highlighting some of the correlates that we see that are very significant, and the associated problems in terms of increasing other risky behaviors, such as engaging in sexual activity, often unprotected sex, things of that sort that may lead to sexually transmitted diseases or teen pregnancy.
Some of Wendell's own research examined the effects of binge drinking by following men and women from age 15 into their early 30s. What he found is that a much higher percentage drink during a period of adolescence, but some continue to binge drink beyond that period.
We do find that there are other correlates that predict that, and those include things like other substance use, particularly marijuana use, engagement in more a broader range of antisocial and delinquent activities, and higher levels of depression.
To reduce binge drinking, Wendell says a widespread educational effort is needed to inform the public about the long-term consequences of the behavior. Michelle Worth, WABE News.